During the Pinellas County School Board meeting last night, a memorandum regarding the Bradley case, a 45-year-old lawsuit, was heard. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports. The proposed memorandum on the Bradley case has seen criticism from the St. Petersburg NAACP. The agreement includes equitable allocation of funding for instructional strategies and intervention to improve Black student achievement. The St. Petersburg NAACP president, Ray Tampa, worries that it is not enough and that it needs to be more specific.
And we need to attach a sense of urgency to this matter. The document is vague. The document is not suggesting what we're going to do differently. What are we going to do differently? And if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over, we're going to get the same results over and over and over.
Charles McKenzie echoed the sentiments of Ray Tampa. He also hopes to see a more specific agreement.
At the same time, I think it's important, as was stated earlier, that the ESE question needed further consideration and more specific recommendations, that we also do that in reference to the Memorandum of Understanding. We believe that it is vague at best, that it is not as specific as it needs to be, and that while our students are failing at jet-like speed, the school board for the past 11 years has moved at horse and buggy pace to try to qualitatively address these concerns.
School board member Linda Lerner was glad to see the change in wording to equitable. She acknowledged that some schools may have a different population of struggling students.
It initially was funding to improve Black student achievement. And the word, as you suggested, was equitable funding to improve Black student achievement. This board and superintendent are committed to, within our ability in difficult budget times, even though we do have the stimulus, which is going to help at least temporarily, to provide more funding for schools that have greater numbers of struggling students. And certainly some of the schools that have the greater number happen to be Black students. In some other schools, the greater number might be Hispanic students. So I believe equitable was absolutely a one word, but a very good change.
However, Lerner did not agree with the wording in saying that there should be, quote, instructional strategies and intervention to improve Black student achievement, end quote. She felt that it should be changed to say, quote, improve student achievement, including Black students, end quote.
I don't believe there's anywhere I have seen or where this district has ever said there are specific interventions and strategies, instructional. I am not talking about mentors. I'm not talking about role models. I am not talking about where the Black churches are providing tutoring, and I was a supporter of let's try to have the buses stop at those churches if we can. I'm not talking about anything related to that. I am talking about pedagogy. And I believe this district should, in this memorandum of understanding, accept, or this board should accept, just the change of a couple of words.
School board attorney James Robinson did not see a need to change the wording, legal or otherwise. He said that the plaintiffs neither agree nor disagree that there are separate strategies to benefit Black students. Lerner's motion to change this wording was not passed.
This agreement is about Black student achievement. That is the focus of this agreement. You know, the district remains committed to the improvement of student achievement for all students, including Black students, but the concern of the plaintiffs is understandably the improvement of student achievement for Black students. They are, after all, the class of students in the Bradley case.
Shortly thereafter, an amended agreement was passed, changing the wording to say, quote, equitable allocation of funding and resources, end quote. More information about this meeting can be found at www.pcsb.org. For WMNF in Largo, this is Lindsay Cradwell.